Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Oh, how was your week?
Good. Busy. Downhill to, you know, toward the end of the month for you people that, well, a lot of you people might know what end of the month's like in your business, but
yeah,
you know, making sure we get all the loans closed that we say that we're going to do and, you know, get the month in and get the next month kicked off and started. Hey, I just want to, you know, start out by saying, and you know, it's a great Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather.
Yes.
And remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's about remembrance of everybody that gave their life for this country. Such an important thing, which makes Memorial Day really more different than 4th of July or Veterans Day or whatever. It's for really mourning the loss of the ones that gave their life. And
it's kind of a solemn weekend.
Yes.
For some more than others.
Yes, no doubt. But keep that in remembrance there on that. And then we're here to talk about mortgages. And just to let you know, it was funny. I was driving in and I get a ping call from Kevin Miller, who is in Scotland.
Scotland.
And he's on an adventure because little Nathan. Oh, he's Nate to me, but he was
right.
he's playing in a golf tournament in Scotland, okay? He's 12 years old, all right?
Wow.
So he's a pretty good golfer, just to say that. That's all I'll say about him and his golfing. But the exciting thing is they go on this trip to Scotland, okay? They get there. And for some reason, his golf clubs don't make it.
No.
So, compounding the issue is Nate is a 12-year-old left-handed golfer.
Oh, wow.
So, for the few days here of the practice rounds, he's had no golf clubs.
Aww.
And
do they know?
And no way to practice.
Do they know where his golf clubs are and when they'll be there?
Kevin was on his way to the airport to pick them up.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. supposedly they finally got him here, you know. And he's yeah.
That's
and
gotta bite.
This happened to me and him back in 2007. We went on a trip. CBS sent us on a trip and. Katie couldn't go for some reason. I can't remember why. But anyway, Bubba got to go. And and when we got there, we were all ready to go play golf. And guess what? We had no golf clubs.
Man, that has got to suck.
And then you have a tee time at this really nice golf course in Ireland, and you have to pay $200 to rent clubs and buy balls and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, Kevin, he wishes everybody a great Memorial Day weekend. He wants to call in and talk about interest rates. He says once he picks up the clubs and on the way back, he'll try to call in and give you an update, but he's going to tell you that the rates have come down the lowest they've been since 2016. So now's the time to refinance. Like I talked about last week, if you're happy with your payment, you might check to see if you can, with the equity that you got when you bought your house a year and a half ago, to see if you can get rid of your mortgage insurance or get rid of some of it and maybe get down to a 20-year loan. I'm doing a lot of that. On the refinance end, and so then, just like I talked about last week, that's been a big thing, and the equity has been rising. And speaking of equity, Lyle Gallagher just walked in the door here. United States Marine Corps, thank you for your service,
yes,
sir.
Yes, thank you, sir. Welcome back.
We were talking about Memorial Day and, what it means to all Americans and the difference between Memorial Day and maybe Fourth of July, Veterans Day, things like that. So,
yes.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Doing great?
Doing great. I was thinking back to some of the people that didn't make it back.
Mm-hmm.
We were all shipped from one part of Southeast Asia to another, and when I got to Okinawa, that was a staging base for bringing people back from
Vietnam.
Yep. Many of them came back in body bags. So,
and it's scary too when you talk. When you think about politics today, and things happening with Iran and Korea, things like that. They act like they could just we'll just go to war and. That we'll go to war and take care of it, but that there's a cost to that.
Well, there's no reason today to
I don't think so.
To risk our soldiers on the ground.
Yeah.
If somebody needs to push a button and turn something back into the Stone Age, then just do it. Don't put troops on the ground.
Right. Definitely. So anyway, Lyle's here, and he's back by popular demand to talk about appraisals.
Yes. So if you have a question about getting a mortgage, maybe doing a cashback refinance on your current mortgage, or you have an appraisal question for Lyle, give us your text, 877-881-1053, and give us a call. We have loan officers here, 972-387-4600. And we are here to unravel your mortgage mystery questions, and today, maybe some appraisal mystery questions.
Yes. And there's a lot of that going on, especially in the business that we, do with refinancing and purchasing. We want to make sure that value comes in. Lyle's company is here for you. He will give out his information. And if you need an idea about appraisal for maybe fighting your tax value, things like that. That's important right now. I get more calls about that than seems like anything nowadays about it. Well, how do I fight my tax? this comes from a lot of my customers that I've helped in the past.
Well, you're right. And we have done more property tax challenge appraisals in the last 3 weeks than in the remainder of the last 12 months.
Wow.
And if a homeowner goes into the appraisal district and says, I think my taxes are too high, they'll offer you coffee, they'll shake your hand, thank you for coming in, and then they'll do nothing. Now, if the homeowner brings in a realtor with comparable sales, they'll offer them both coffee and do nothing. Now, if they bring in a property-specific appraisal, it is better evidence by law. It's better evidence of the value of their individual home than a computer model for the neighborhood, which is what the appraisal district uses. The appraisal district now has a policy throughout the Metroplex, every one of them. They are going to look at the highest price per square foot in the entire neighborhood, and then they're going to apply that number to every home in the neighborhood, regardless of physical condition.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then they're going to kick back and wait for the smart homeowners who bring in a property-specific appraisal that addresses the condition and the functional utility and the decor of their home. Hmm. And so, yes, a property-specific appraisal is better evidence of the market value for a particular property. And when they bring in an appraisal, and I had three people phone me this week, I took your appraisal in, they looked at it, they said, oh, Lyle Gallagher signed this, it must be, that's the value, and they typed in my appraised value into their computer, and they were laughing.
Yeah, so definitely. So we want to get his information out. Sorry, I don't have my contact in. That's why I can't.
Oh, no, you're cool. Yeah, so if you have appraisal questions or you want one, you can give Lyle. I read call Lyle on your card, and so it came out Kyle. If you call Lyle at 817-919-4222. Yeah. Yep. That's a lot of twos.
That's my direct
account.
That's my direct number. I usually have it with me, except when I'm here with you.
And he can use that. He not only can help you with that, he can also give you a good idea if you are thinking about maybe doing a cash out refinance to get what equity you have for that specific property. He can give you a better idea before you go forward with the process, you know.
So if you have a question for Lyle, send in your text at 877-881-1053. And actually, Lyle, I have a question for you.
Certainly.
So what are some reasons that someone would want to, question their appraisal or take it up with the appraisal district and the value of their home? What are some reasons that people would want to do that?
Well, many times the tax office will have an incorrect square footage on the records for a particular home. I just did one where they were taxing a two-story living room as 800 square feet on two different levels. It was really only 400 feet. So they oversized the home by 400 square feet. So that person was being overtaxed by about 12% for more than a decade. Mm. And so the homeowner said, hey, I'm selling my home. The tax office has the wrong square footage. Come out and measure it.
So forgive me, this may sound like a stupid question, but so the tax office taxes your house on your square footage?
They base the assessed value on the size of the home that they have on their records.
So it's okay.
If it's up to the homeowner to challenge the tax office with an appraisal, or at least a floor plan by an appraiser, to prove the actual size of the home. 6 times out of 10, in my 42 years of appraising, more than 53,000 homes, almost 2 out of 3 times the tax office is incorrect on square footage, which is surprising. But they send young people out there with limited experience and say, hey, measure these 24 homes today and just do your best.
I tell you what, just had one in Houston, and guy I've done loans for several loans, and he got an appraiser guy came out there, and he just used his phone, went around, and then the appraisal came in, and it came in 140 feet short.
Oh.
And you can imagine what that did to his value on about a $500,000 house. And so, of course, he was livid. And he said, look, the tax values at the city say it's 3,800 square feet. This guy's saying it's 3,642. My original appraisal in 2006 that you had done, Gary, you had done for me, has 3,802. Mm. The city has 3,802. And so we had to do what they call a remeasure dispute, and the remeasure dispute proved that the 3,802 was correct. But the appraiser, when they went back to him, he wouldn't budge on it. He just said, what I did was right.
Not every
really
advance in technology is helpful.
Right.
Because you said he was like using his phone, because they have, I guess, apps and stuff now that measure a room size by like what?
Well,
sonar?
That's where it was. It was in the second upstairs media room. He had 22 feet for the wall, and they had 26.9.
Well, we use engineering tape measures accurate to a tenth of an inch.
Yeah, wow.
See? And frankly, I have been on the cutting edge of technology. Any new goodie that comes on, I try it.
Yeah, sure.
That's cool.
Most of them work. I have literally, myself and my team, we pioneered the use of computers in real estate appraising in 1983. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, everybody was typing them and trying not to use too much whiteout. But
sounds like the mortgage industry back then.
Every goodie that comes along. Laser printers, wireless internet for the mobile offices, everything, we try it. The only thing that hasn't really clicked are these laser measuring devices, especially outdoors. The sun reduces the effect of them.
Oh, it's laser. Okay, gotcha.
And so that's what a camera, they have cameras now you can point and it'll give you an estimate of the length of that wall.
Mm.
They don't work. They are fatally defective. So the old-fashioned tape measure where you actually measure the length of each segment, that's the way to do it.
Because that works.
Can make a huge difference.
And the remeasure came out, and it came out to 3802.
Exactly.
The remeasure did. So he didn't have to pay for it. But he called me after this first appraiser left, and he goes, Gary, he goes, I don't feel good about this appraisal with this guy. He goes, he was hair. All he was doing was complaining about how fast he had to get this done by the due date. And, you know, it was just like he was frazzled by it. Yeah. And then he goes, I don't feel good about it. And then sure enough, it came up. And he wanted, right from the beginning, wanted to dispute it. Even though it didn't really affect the loan, I mean, LTV-wise, it would have still worked. But he wanted that appraisal to be correct.
Well, appraisers should be in the precision business. It's all about size, has a tremendous impact on value.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for answering my question, Lyle. And if you have a question, please send us your text, 877-881-1053, or give us a call here. We have loan officers on site now, 972-387-4600. And we'll be answering some more questions for you when we come back after this break on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hi, welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander and Mr. Lyle Gallagher, our fine appraiser who knows all things about appraisals.
Well, we thank you for coming in today.
Yes,
for sure,
thank you for
on a holiday weekend.
My pleasure.
So what we were talking about, mortgage rates are like the lowest they've been since 2016. We've seen them go up and down since then with the market and with the Fed Reserve rates going up. The trend is still for them to go up, so you need to take advantage of this time right now. I mean, like I said, the interest rates are in the low threes again for the 15-year, and in the high threes and low fours, depending on conventional FHA, VA, USDA, jumbo. Those are all the products that we handle here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to help you out. We have loan officers here today. Give them a call, 972-387-4600. Maybe you need to get that pre-approval. That can be done today. We have several purchase loan officers here, and they can get you going on that and get you your pre-approval, get it out to a realtor and get you out there looking for sure.
Okay, well, so I have a question for both of y'all, mm-hmm. I guess whoever wants to answer first. So now that school's getting out, graduations have happened, and the weather's warming up, do you find that business is increasing for both of y'all?
Two-thirds of the sales for the entire year typically close June, July, August, and September.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for my 42 years in this crazy business. And so this particular spring-summer market has arrived a little early, almost 3 or 4 weeks early, because we've been overwhelmed this month. And it's just amazing. I've got to go back after the show and get to my desk and start working.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of people want to get a head start on everybody else. This is the time of the year that people are contemplating moving for school districts, things like that. So they're wanting to get a head start on it. Some of them may have, more money than others and don't have to move immediately, but may want to go ahead and secure a place that they want to live in for the school district. A lot of times you have kids in kindergarten and stuff like that that go to private schools, and then now you're ready for them to make that step, or you're looking for desirable school district areas, things like that. But also in the refinance, what people are taking advantage of their equity, Like I said, people are also taking advantage of the lower rates now from when they bought their house, let's say a year ago. I know we had this discussion, Lyle, when you were purchasing a house about where interest rates were when you first started, before the, you know, how long it took to build it or whatever. Must have been, we talked for about a year and a half there, and rates, well, what's your rate? Well, rate, well, it was 3.75, and then at one time it was all the way up to 5. Yeah. And depending on when it, and that was, but like I said, people bought houses at 5.5, or they did cash out refinance at 5.875. You can come down now, you can refinance that cash out into a rate and term, and get a rate in the low fours now.
Wow.
Well, Gary's right. People are in the market now because of a strange mix of factors. We have thousands of families moving into North Texas every week. We have a thin supply of real estate mm-hmm. on the market. But more importantly, we have some of the lowest interest rates I've ever seen. I remember my first home in 1980. The mortgage rates were 19 7/8.
Oh, my gosh.
For a 30-year mortgage.
Oh,
and the builder said, don't go to the bank. I'll finance it at 14%. I said,
wow,
yes.
Wow, what a deal.
Thank goodness.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So today, to be able to buy a home at fairly reasonable prices compared to other parts of the country, at these rates, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was lucky. My father-in-law, Lisa's dad, bought a house in Farmers Branch, and he let us buy it from him, you know, like an owner finance thing, and he only charged us 10%. You know, that was back in 1982. So
wow.
We thought we were getting a heck of a deal, but it was a $65,000 house too.
Also,
so 10%,
wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, but but that evolved into, you know, buying the other house, and then mm-hmm. now look at the value of that house. I mean, in Farmers Branch, the house that I live in now, I think 7 years ago we were trying to sell it for $150,000, and we couldn't get anybody to buy it. Now it's worth mm-hmm. almost $450,000.
Well, I have a question for you, Gary.
Yeah.
So, kind of shifting gears here, because now, like I said earlier, you know, graduations have happened.
Right.
We have high school seniors who are no longer high school seniors. They're about to be college freshmen. And I know one thing that's kind of grown into popularity are parents who are buying homes near the university.
Oh, yeah.
Their kids are going to attend so that their kids can live there and not live on campus. And I guess it's like an investment property. So if there's a parent out there who's thinking about doing that, I mean, what's that? What is that? Is it considered an investment property?
Well,
and is the purchase different from a regular property, like you would
Yeah,
think.
An investment property requires at least 20% down. Your better rates come in at 25% down for an investment property. They usually buy like a duplex, or they can rent it out and keep it after the kids go. Because what they do is then one of the kids moves in and then they rent out the other three rooms to pay for it.
Right.
So it's basically just having the amount of money that you need to put down. But, you know, finding that desirable property. I remember I had a guy that was looking to buy one down at College Station. And he tried and tried, couldn't find one. And because the properties, they're, you know, they just don't have, you know, they're building more. And that's what you're seeing that's happening a lot in the colleges. They're building a lot of a property for people to buy in the area for that, just that thing mm-hmm. right there. You know.
So one more question for you. Can you do a cashback refinance on an investment property?
Yes, you can. Up to 75% loan to value.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that would be like another, you know, another good reason to possibly do that.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, there's people out there that are taking cash out of their home to buy a property like that. Let's say they have a lot of equity in their home. They do a cash out on their home because interest rates are cheaper on a cash out than they are on an investment property. Buying an investment property, interest rates are typically about 1% higher than what they are for your regular conventional purchase.
Okay.
Or FHA purchase or anything like that.
Awesome.
There is a program out there too, which we used to call the Kitty Condo, where the parent, where you can actually buy a home, be a non-occupying co-borrower, and your son, daughter can actually buy that property at lower money down. And like I said, as long as you can debt ratio with their debts, your debts, and everything else, it's a good program too.
You said used to. Is that
no,
program?
You still can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is that
they used to call it a kiddie condo, but not it's not that anymore. It used to be just a FHA product.
Okay.
And then now it's actually Fannie and Freddie product too.
Oh.
And so they can do it as a non-occupying co-bar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions for Gary about maybe purchasing an investment property for your son or daughter who's going off to college, send us a text, 877-881-1053, or give us a call at 972-387-4600, because we have lots of loan officers here who can also answer those questions for you. And Lyle can do the appraisals on those properties for you.
Well, one good thing I've noticed near TCU and SMU,
oh,
the property values have increased faster than the Metroplex as a whole. So if you're close to a college, let's say 3 years ago you had a chance to buy a home near TCU,
right?
It may be worth 35 or 40% more now and likely in the future because of the supply and demand mix in those locations near the colleges.
Wow.
It may be a very prudent investment to purchase a second home, even after
you, because you can, after they graduate, you can still keep renting it out. It's always going to have renters,
income producing real estate.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And then there's also a lot of people that are buying these homes to do the, what is it, the Airbnb or the BR,
B&B,
what is
bread,
it,
bread and breakfast?
No,
Airbnb,
the, like, they rent out their home, like, to people that come to town and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, they're putting, like, greater restrictions on those types of things.
Well, I have no idea about that.
Yeah.
But I just know that I have a guy that's buying one down in Corpus Christi right now. So he can rent it out by the week. Supposedly the investment's better on that than it is on having it rented out at a flat rate for the whole year.
Yeah, I read an article several weeks ago how some states might be putting restrictions on those, or some cities, because people buy homes in certain areas for a privacy, you know, for the quiet neighborhood and stuff. And people who buy homes in those areas to rent out as an Airbnb, they're finding that they're disturbing, quote unquote, their quality of life, so to speak, the reason why they purchased a home in that area. So now certain areas are putting restrictions on where you can buy homes and stuff for specifically that nature. And
so just to top, I mean, me and Kevin went to Las Vegas back in March, and we went with about 8 other guys, and we stayed in one of these Airbnbs, and, you know, it was very nice. But it was the way the house was structured. It was structured like for two people to stay in each room, you know. And there was like an upstairs media, there was a downstairs media room, plenty of bathrooms, kitchen had a swimming pool. Nice palm trees, too, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, tis the season to buy homes. Tis the season to do cashback refinances. Text us your questions at 877-881-1053 or give us a call at 972-387-4600. The call is absolutely free. Please stay with us as we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander and our very special guest, Lyle Gallagher, Master of Appraisers. And as I understand it, we have CEO Kevin Miller on the phone. Kevin, is that you?
I am driving back to North Berwick, Scotland from Edinburgh Airport.
Wow. You sound really good for calling from Scotland. Are you tired?
You know, what happens is that after you're here for a while, you start talking in an accent, you know? It happens.
Well, a while. But how long have you been there?
I have been here since yesterday. Well, Friday at 4:30 Scotland time. Now, we're 6 hours ahead of you.
Right.
So right now it's 2:30 something in the afternoon, and I'm on the road back, driving the wrong side of the road over here.
You sound like William Wallace. I think
left-handers must have made the roads or something.
Well,
the good news is, though, my son is left-handed, and so he feels right at home on these roads. And we're here for the European Golf Championships for the 12-year-old age group here. It's a big deal for the kids. He's in the 12-year-old age group. there are 75 boys that are 12 years old from 24 different countries competing this weekend, and we're about half an hour east of Edinburgh. And if you haven't been to Scotland, just call it Forever January. Forever January, because it's going to be a high of 52 all week with rain and below in the 40s. And so you wonder, you know, we waited all this time to get the nice weather in Dallas. Just because I couldn't get enough of it, I went back in January for next week. So this is where we are.
And, wow.
I'm assuming you guys are enjoying the pleasant 90-degree weather over there.
Yes.
As great. Much as one can. I myself would prefer your weather over there in Scotland. I love that.
Hey, Kevin, we have Lyle Gallagher in here this afternoon.
Mr.
This
Lyle
morning.
Gallagher.
This afternoon.
I have not run into personally in about a dozen years, but we used to run into each other quite often. But
yes.
I'm sure you guys were talking about not only the hot weather, but the hot interest rates.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm left-handed, so I certainly understand your son's need for left-handed golf clubs.
You know, I went to the golf course today because here's the deal. I had to go to Edinburgh Airport because they lost our clubs. Now, you come to Scotland, you think that they should put gold stars on anyone that's sending golf clubs to Scotland, because that is the whole reason you're coming here, is to go golfing. 90% of the people, unless you're just a big Haggis fan, then you come here for that. But we are, they lost his clubs, and so, you know, it was, we have been clubless for the last day, and so I had to go pick them up. So
it was like our Ireland adventure when we land in Ireland.
Bubba and I in 2006, we went to Ireland.
2007.
One of the local TV stations. And they lost not only our golf clubs, but all of our bags.
Oh,
so Gary
gosh.
And I were in Dallas clothes. We were in
yes.
and flip-flops. Because we're diehard golfers, we decided to go out to Royal Ireland or Royal Dublin Golf Club.
Royal Dublin, yeah.
Royal Dublin, and in 60-degree weather and 30-mile-an-hour winds, decided to walk 7.5 miles in flip-flops with rented clubs until they got our bags delivered. I don't suggest it to anybody. My feet have never been more sore than walking in flip-flops for 7.5 miles.
But it sure made that pint afterwards taste good.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. Smittix never tasted better.
Smittix,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so I am trying all the new lagers here in Scotland this time that I didn't get to try last time. And but that's just kind of what we're doing here. So I just wanted to give you the sports golf update for the 12 and under golf kids. This is what we're involved in this weekend. So,
well, yeah, you're going to have to call back next weekend so we can hear all the results. You know, the millions of people that are listening will want to know.
Well, the Glen Golf Club here, you're right. They didn't have left-handed golf clubs. They said, "Oh, you can rent some clubs," but they said, "Oh, but unless they're a lefty." And I said, "Well, that's the bad news is you made the roads for lefties, or not the golf clubs for lefties." Thank you. And so, but it's a great little place. It's right out in the Firth of Forth, in the northeast side of East Lothian. If you're ever going to come here, you have to, like, again, rain in January, because this is what we're getting.
Well, so, Kevin, while we have you on the phone, real quick, what's your take on the current interest rates?
I you know, people haven't really realized it yet. You have all Memorial Day weekend to share the barbecue with your friends. Rates are back near their all-time lows. Mortgage rates are within 3/8 of 1% above their all-time lows. They're lower than they were any time last year. They're lower than they were at any time in 2017. And they're as low or lower than they were back in the election year. And so the 15 years are back right around as low as 3% for some people, and then the upper threes for many people that are refinancing. You don't really believe it because you heard rates were rising, but the 30-year mortgage rate, I'm sorry, the 10-year interest rate, if you borrowed money from the government, the rates from the government right now for borrowing for 10 years are lower than if you borrowed for one day. So the overnight rate right now from banks lending each other money is 2.5%. That's what a bank has to lend another bank or pay them overnight for an overnight loan. But the 30-year, I'm sorry, but the 10-year bond, the 10-year bond is at 2.3% right now. So it's actually lower to borrow money for 10 years than it is to borrow money for a day from a bank. So that a 30-year mortgage is are lower than the, right now. You have credit card rates that are going up because these short-term loans have high rates. Your credit cards are up 20, 22, 25%. But your 30-year mortgages for many people on the straight refinance are as low as the upper threes right now. So you have to believe it. People are shaking their heads because they're saying, but I thought that the rates were up in the fours. And we're telling them, no, it's, you know, for some people with lower credit scores and lower loan sizes they are, but you have to take advantage of them now. The weird things are going on in the world and, you know, and these tariffs and other things that are happening. So
it may only last a few months. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Who knows how long they'll last. It could last through the next election. There's international economic warfare at play, and this is affecting things the way we didn't understand that they would. So, hey, you're seeing rates near their all-time lows again. So if you didn't take advantage last time, or if you got a rate last year at 5.5% in the middle of 2018, you can really drop your, some people could drop the rate over 2% and get into a 15-year mortgage.
So, shifting gears here for a second, because I'm just curious. Do you find yourself wanting to swerve over into the right lane? You know, just because you feel like you should?
The weird part is when you have to make a turn. When you have to make a turn, you're looking to the left, and you really need to be looking from the right. Mm-hmm. So you find yourself looking over and over again, and the roads are really skinny. Some of these roads, you get out in the farm field, and there's only enough room for... You have a two-way road here, but there's only a room for 1.5 cars, so it can get pretty hairy.
That's true. I've been there.
What kind of car do you have?
Unfortunately, because we have four people at golf clubs, we had to get a big SUV. So, you know, they made us pay extra for insurance on the car because they kept looking at us with bug eyes, like, why are you driving this big car? Because the car's here quite small.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a big SUV, and we just honk at them really loud and say, hey, we're from Oklahoma, in case they get mad at us. So they don't blame it on the Texans, you know.
Well, Kevin, I'm so glad you got there safely and that you recovered the golf clubs, but you know what? We have to take a break. So...
Well, guys, I'll let you go, and I need to keep my eyes on the road here and make sure that I don't just swerve in the wrong lane by accident. So
that could be bad. Well, best wishes to Nate and safe travels for you and your family. And we look forward to having you back on the show live.
With me.
Hey, and everyone, take advantage of Lyle. You have an appraiser in house there. He's going to answer all your questions. Enjoy, everyone.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care. Be careful. So please get your text messages in at 877-881-1053 and give us a call. We have loan officers here. And the best part is the call is absolutely free. It costs you nothing but a little bit of your time to crunch some numbers, find out where you're at. You know, are you really at a place where you can buy your first home, or maybe you're at a place where you can buy an investment property or do a cashback refinance on your home and get that extra money to what? Pay off credit cards. Maybe you've got a child going to college. Who knows? But find out where you're at. It costs nothing to make the phone call. And we'll talk more about that when we come back here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour on this Memorial Day weekend. Trust Collins here with Gary Alexander and Lyle Gallagher. You know, Gary, I don't know why I always look up there. Like, I forget where I am.
Okay, I think it's a clock or something. I look up there. She's always looking at the golf ball up there that says TexasLending.com.
She's staring through the ceiling.
She's staring through the golf ball. But the number is up there. Do you forget the number? 972-387-4600?
I don't. The reason why I look up there, I guess, is because I just want to reassure myself that I'm not going to flub up something as simple as the name or the phone number, because I have a tendency to flub. So.
And how long have you been doing this, Trey?
I know.
Okay.
Four
Get
years.
Get your questions.
All right. Yeah, because we have some questions. Well, Gary, you have the first question.
Oh,
somebody actually
first...
called in with a question.
They have a property. Their brother rents it out, I would assume, and he wants to buy
it. From them.
Uh-huh. this is what they call a non-arm's length transaction, and you have to make sure you denote that. You have to write a contract between him and them. You can gift of equity the down payment and the closing cost on that.
Because his brother wants to buy the home?
Right.
Is this what you're saying? Okay.
Basically, you can gift of equity and then just pay the closing cost. That's what it is. And I've done many, many times. It works out great, but you have to be sure and denote that this is a non-arm's length transaction. It's between family members, because the underwriter's going to want to know that. But, yes, you can do it. I would call up here to TexasLending.com. Give us a call, 972-387-4600.
Awesome. Doable. All right. Ready? Next question, because we're running short on time. My wife and I are working on our credit and saving for the next year. Currently, my lowest score is Experian at 597. My highest is 654. My wife's current highest score is 678, and her lowest is 550. As it stands now, with a 3.5% FHA loan down, could you estimate our interest rate on $280,000 worth of house? Our combined income is $90,000.
Okay. The thing to do is call up here and talk to a loan officer. Number one, they're going to be able to give you your mid-score. The credit report that you get on the computer consumer credit report is not the same as a mortgage credit report. Mortgage credit report is rated differently, just like an auto credit report is rated differently. And then the one you see on Karma and all that stuff is different. Sometimes it could be higher. Sometimes it can be lower. The mid-score is going to be where your rate comes from.
Aha.
As it stands right now. But you need to call up here, get the information. We do a soft pull on credit, so that you don't have any worries there about the credit inquiries. But, hey, then the middle score is the one that they're going to go by. They will be able to tell you what your interest rate will be on a FHA $280,000 home with 3.5% down.
All right. So that call is free, 972-387-4600. Yes, I looked at the ball again. Okay, next question. Is flipping a house really worth it, and is it as easy as it looks on TV? Thank you.
Okay, so flipping a house. All right, what you see on TV is basically an ad for somebody wanting you to use their hard money lender. All right, they want you to find the property for them, and then they will lend you the money, and using their hard money, 13-14% interest. That's why they make it look easy, because you're using their money. Okay, mm. It comes at a cost.
Well, my family's been buying and renovating and flipping homes since 1972, mainly in the Park Cities.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah,
and many times I've been asked to help demolish the interior of a home, and
that sounds like fun, though.
We're pulling down sheetrock from the ceiling, and all the gray, black, dirty insulation is coming down on us. And
boy, paint a good picture there.
It's not easy, but it could be profitable. The key is to know the as repaired value before you start,
right?
And then back away from that, and an appraisal can determine the as is value, the as repaired value, the holding costs, the remarketing costs, and your profit. You want to make a profit. And that will, those numbers, when you crunch them, that'll determine how much renovation money you can spend.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing to do is to spend more on renovations and lose your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the problems that people run into is that there's unforeseen issues that you can't see that might become an issue, like the foundation or leaking pipes behind walls or
mold, possibly
termites.
Yep.
And things of that nature. So
there's
a lot of risk.
Always surprises.
Yeah. When we renovated ours, the big surprise was the plumbing. We had to have all new plumbing because we tore ours down from stud to stud. I mean, tore it all out. They get in there. You got to get rid of this cast iron plumbing from 63 and, you know, do all new plumbing. So that was an extra $15,000, you know, that we didn't have.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't plan on, you know.
So yeah.
It's
not easy.
There's all kinds of things. You know, if you're sharp and, you know, you can do it. I don't think you can do it as cheap as they do it on these TV shows, because I definitely think they go over budget, but they don't tell you that.
And they don't explain whether they've created value from an appraisal standpoint.
Yeah, I'd like
only
to
one show does that.
I'd like to see the invoices for the for the things that they do. I know they do a lot of the work themselves, but or they have a crew that does it, but they don't figure that into the cost.
Yeah.
Labor's the big cost.
And another thing to consider too is that these shows, they will take an 8-week to 10-week process and shove it into an hour. So it's not always as easy as it looks. All right, you guys, we have like 25 seconds left. Our hour is up. Please, if y'all have questions, it doesn't cost anything to crunch some numbers with a loan officer. They are here today, 972-387-4600. And that's it. You guys have like 2 seconds. Anything you want to add?
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend and be safe.
Remember those who have left us.
Yes, and we look forward to being with you all next Saturday right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.